Kingswear and Waterhead Creek Walk, Heritage. The village of Kingswear, often called the Sunny Side by its residents due to it catching the sun for most of the day, is around 100 years younger than Dartmouth, first being recorded around 1170. The King in the name derives from Kingston, a village on the plateau above the village. Weir comes from a tidal mill, which used weirs to regulate the water flow, producing power to grind corn. The town was a landing point for pilgrims from Europe who came to visit the shrine of Thomas Becket, murdered in 1170 by followers of King Henry II. This led to the village church being dedicated to St Thomas. There has been a ferry across to Dartmouth since at least 1365, possibly due to quick links to the Exeter Road, and in 1864 the railway into Kingswear was built by the Dartmouth and Torbay Railway. The original aim of the railway was to reach Dartmouth, but although they had a station which sold tickets and processed parcels, the link across the water has only ever been by ferry. The line is now operated by the Dartmouth Steam Railway Company. The station has retained much of its original character. You can find out more about it in the station museum. Waterhead Creek is an idyllic spot in the village and is enjoyed by residents and visitors for moorings, walks and quiet enjoyment. But it very nearly didn't look quite so picturesque. In the 1960s, the parish council came within one vote of buying the creek to solve its waste disposal problems. The plan was to fill it in with the village's rubbish, then landscape it as a public open space. Luckily, they decided it was too expensive and shelved the idea. The stone structures you can see around the edge of Waterhead Creek are lime kilns. They are often found in the tidal estuaries and were used to convert limestone to quicklime by burning it. Layers of limestone and fuel, charcoal or culm, a type of poor grade coal, were loaded into the kiln from above and burnt for 24 hours. The finished product, quicklime, was shovelled out through the grate very carefully as it is highly corrosive and unstable. It was used to sweeten the soil, adding fertility, especially to acid soil. It was also used as a cleanser and in rural industries such as tanning, as well as being diluted carefully with water to make slaked lime, used in lime water, lime wash or lime putty. Rural lime burning came to an end with the arrival of the railways and industrialisation. Most of these kilns would have been out of use by the First World War.